This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
The kind of money he's going to make, I'll find some hobbies other than basketball. Burnsy joins us, Peter Burns from the SEC Network. He's on the Bud Light Hotline. What's up, Burns?
I was going to say maybe Fortnite for Patrick Mahomes. Maybe that's a low-impact thing that he can get going. Although, we've been talking to a bunch of SEC baseball coaches so far this week on our SiriusXM show with me and Chris Doering, and that's, the number one thing the coaches are having to talk to their guys about this offseason. Legitimately, playing video games and not getting sleep is an issue that SEC baseball coaches are dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, David Price, we saw it in the big leagues. Yeah. It's almost allowing you, it's giving you dead arms and hurting your thumbs and your grip and everything.
Luckily, I'm not talented, so I can play as much Fortnite as I want to. So there's no, I don't need to be that much, have the dexterity over on the SEC Network studios. But it's nuts that it's gotten to this point, that these games are out of control. Now I'm starting to sound like the old man.
I know.
My yard. These video games are ruining America.
By the time Bo grows up, it'll be unbelievable hologram figures that'll be playing in your living room. It'll be fantastic. Peter Burns with us, SEC Network. Were you as shocked about Bob Stoops in the XFL as we were when we first heard that a couple of weeks ago?
Not really. I mean, I thought it was kind of intriguing. If for no other reason, the XFL is the proper, the easy way for him to kind of dip his toes back into coaching, right? It's not the grind of the NFL every day, and it's definitely not the grind of college football. So for him, I think he has an opportunity to kind of, hey, you know what? I'm kind of sick and tired of doing the Sudoku every day at the house and, going to the country club and eating lunch every single day. Let me go do something. And so for him, it's 3 or 4 months, a year. It's a kind of a low-impact way of getting back into it. But honestly, you look at it, I would imagine it goes somewhat successful for him. If that's the case, is he going to want to get back into college football? Is he going to get back in the NFL? I think Bob Stoops and Urban Meyer are not done coaching in their respective careers, guys.
Do you think, because the AAF launches this weekend with a team here in Birmingham, Stoops is going to be with the XFL, one of the reactions we've gotten from our listeners is both of these two can't survive. Both of them can't make it. Are you a believer in that there's only room for one spring league?
Guys, y'all are spot on. I remember seeing that. I'm like, oh, okay, so the AFL is the AXFL or XFL, and they've just rebranded. And I'm like, no. I'm like, what are we doing here? At what point did they not combine sources and just go, hey, let's make one good run at this. Let's use all of our talent together. And, I think it's no different than if all of a sudden if an independent runs for president or whatever, and one side, anybody who does it, they're just not going to get enough votes to really make it happen. That's what I feel like both of these leagues are going to do. If I had to buy stock in it, I prefer the AAFL. I mean, we see the names, we the Aaron Murrays of the world, we're familiar with it, especially, jocks and SEC fans will know those names. So, I mean, they got to be honest with you. I'm pulling, if I had to pick one, the AFL for sure.
Yeah, the thing that sets them apart to me is they've embraced the NFL, and at least when Vince McMahon announced the XFL, it was basically him saying, all you hate about the NFL is not going to be in our league. He distanced himself from the NFL. I think the AAF was quite wise in doing as much as they could to partner with the NFL.
Yeah, why not? I mean, and I think that's part of the smart business partnership of it is to say, listen, we're not trying to take your money. We're trying to be kind of in a developmental league. Now, the only thing is, and we talked about this on our show again this morning, the only thing I wish started 3 weeks from now. I want to be fiending for football, and coming off the heels of the Super Bowl, last weekend, I'm sitting there going, if I had 3 weeks where I didn't have college or any kind of football on my television screen, I would be give it, pump it straight into my veins.
Exactly.
But the fact that I'm not going to complain. I get it. They're trying to, run a full spring league. So, again, more football is not necessarily ever a bad thing for just us, the sports fan.
Peter Burns with us from the SEC Network. Big news today in the SEC with Kentucky reportedly losing their defensive coordinator, Matt House, to the Chiefs to be their linebacker coach. That seems like a big impact to that coaching staff there in Lexington.
Yeah, yes and no. We talked when discussing that with House, I mean, there's a reason why, you know, Josh Allen turned into arguably a top five pick. There's a reason why Cash Daniel played so well and the Kentucky defense was done well is because, you know, Mark Stoops went from CEO of a head coaching job to calling the defense to getting a guy that he trusted in calling that defense in House. And so, you know, for him, I would imagine it is a blow. But now that Stoops has been there long enough, guys, I think he understands the time management part of being a head coach, that if he needs to get his hands back dirty in calling plays, it's not going to be a killer. Now, and this is a monster year for Kentucky, right? I mean, how do you turn a great kind of, you know, once in every decade or two decade season into something that's kind of the new normal? And instead of, you know, Clemson's done that with Dabo, right? The new normal is championship caliber. How can Kentucky football have it to where, hey, we're talking about this team being kind of a spoiler in the West each and every year rather than once out of every 5 years?
The Jocks Roundtable continues with Peter Burns here as we get ready for the upcoming college football season. I was going to ask you about Mike Elko and Todd Grantham as well. They're reportedly interviewing with the Bengals. Both of those guys well-respected. If I say Grantham or Elko right now and you had to choose one to be a DC on your team, which one would you take?
I would say Elko for the NFL and maybe Grantham for the college game. I love the aggressiveness of Grantham. I mean, I think the one thing that will go down, the image of 2019 when I think of our 2018 season, is Grantham bringing like absolute like Madden punt block blitz on the fourth down against Mississippi State late in that game that helped put Florida's defense over the top. And so, you know, for me, I think Grantham fits that way. I think Elko's a little bit more of an NFL-type guy. And then again, and just because these guys are interviewing, you know, I think that's partially Jimbo and everyone else and even Dan Mullen saying, hey, go test the waters. Because just because the NFL is the end-all, be-all for a lot of coaches, they may go out there and have an interview and go, you know what, man, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with prima donnas. I don't want to deal with these schemes. I don't want to deal with this NFL. I'd rather deal with the collegiate game. So, you know, just because it's quote-unquote a bigger game in our mind doesn't mean it's a bigger game for Grantham and Elko. They might just take those interviews and realize, it's just not for me.
All right, 30 seconds. Auburn plays LSU. Are you a Tiger basketball believer? They've been living on the edge, but they keep surviving for the most part.
Which Auburn? I mean, which Tiger team? Yeah.
No, that's true. My bad.
Pretty good. I got to be honest with you. Auburn right now has found something. Austin Wiley needs to put up monster numbers against those bigs of Bigby Williams and Naj Reid. So can't wait for it. And it's just nice that SEC basketball is back, boys.
Absolutely. Burnsy, thank you. It's always fun.
Y'all have a great weekend. See ya.
All right, see ya. That is Peter Burns of ESPN and SEC at Peter Burns ESPN on Twitter. He was with us on the Bud Light Hotline.
Bobby,
follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.